Welcome back, you nasty motherfuckers. I'm your host, Hazel, and this is season two of Nasty Girl Podcast. Welcome back, you nasty motherfuckers. I know y'all have missed me, and I have missed y'all dearly. Honestly, I know y'all have been sucking and fucking and choking on dick, and I'm loving it all the way around. And all for you ass eaters out there, I have missed you so much, and I know for a fact that y'all are out here eating booty the way y'all are supposed to be doing it. Loving it. I am so happy to be back to talk to you nasty ass motherfuckers. Like, God, I'm loving it. So we're back here with season two, and I have a lot to catch you guys up on, a lot. And those who are watching via YouTube, y'all already can see what it is. Y'all already can see. But first, before I get into it, I want all you guys to show me how much y'all have missed me in these past couple of months. I want y'all to follow me on all social medias that will be down in the links below. Make sure that y'all definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Nasty Girl Podcast. And also, we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and we're on Spotify. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find Nasty Girl Podcast as well. And make sure if you are listening to this while you're at work, I guarantee you that you want to turn this down because your general manager will look at you fucking crazy when I start talking about gagging on a dick. So let's make sure that we are always being respectful to our coworkers. But if you don't want to be respectful to them, please turn this all the way the fuck up so they can hear gagging on dick all day long. Loving it. However, let's go ahead and get into the new stuff. So those who are watching via YouTube, y'all see I am in a new studio. And I talked a lot about Black-owned businesses last season and how I love Black-owned businesses. And I never think I actually mentioned that the studios that I work with are Black-owned. And I'm so happy to be a part of this journey for them to expand and get new studios all around the Houston area. And also the podcasters that record here are mostly Black as well, because we all support each other, you know, Black-owned businesses, the technicians, everything else. So I'm so proud and so happy to be a part of this journey for them as well as Nasty Girl Podcast continues its journey along with the studio as well. So as you see, this is a new studio. Who dis, honey? We have upgraded. We are no longer in the ghetto. We are still in the ghetto, but still, you know, we're in a nicer ghetto. Let's put it that way. Houston, all of Houston is ghetto. Let's go ahead and just put that out there. All of Houston is ghetto. We're just in a nicer ghetto. So definitely so happy to be part of this journey with them. And make sure y'all do support Black-owned businesses along my Black-owned business, which is me and Nasty Girl Podcast. But let me go ahead and get into the nasty shit, y'all. Let me go ahead and tell y'all what your girl been doing since, you know, I've been gone. You know, I've been thotting and bobbing, popping this coochie, you know, all the way, you know, spreading this ass wherever the fuck I can, you know, all the way, always. And I also was popping this coochie, spreading his ass in Mexico and all over the Gulf of Mexico. Let me go ahead and explain. So I went on a vacation with me and my man. So me and my man went on a 5-day cruise to Mexico. We went to Progreso and we went to Cozumel. So let me let you know, cruises, and I mean this in the most nastiest and also respectfully way, has the tendency to have the most craziest people, the most different people, like, say, swingers. You find a lot of swingers on cruises. Some people go on cruises just to swing. And honestly, I'm not there yet, you know, not there yet just to go on a cruise just to, you know, find somebody to have sex with. You know, that's crazy. But, you know, I'm all down for it. You find the people who like to look at other people from a distance and jack off at the top of the boat. You like to find the people that, you know, are into voyeurism, meaning they like to watch other people have sex. You know, they like to watch from a distance or watch other people. Cause, you know, people were fucking on the boat, even out in public, you know, they were fucking on the top of the boat. It was, you know, amazing, you know? And a lot of people go for threesomes. Now, while I was on the boat and we went to Mexico, I called myself, and I'm gonna go ahead and say this, I called myself going down to get some food. I was going down to get some food, and I was minding my damn business. I promise you I was, y'all. I wasn't trying to be thotting and bopping. I really wasn't. I was trying to go get me some food by myself, and that was the mistake that I made. I underestimated who I was and what kind of energy I give off. So I went down to go get me some food, and I'm sitting there. I got me a drink, and I got me some food. I'm sitting there eating my food, drinking my drink, vibing with myself. That's it. Because my man was in the room. He was taking a nap. It was whatever. And this guy keeps staring at me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I look good, you know. And I was looking good. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Our bitch was looking good. You know, so I'm just sitting there chilling. This is the first day. We still in Galveston. Like, we haven't even ported off. You know, we haven't even started to set sail yet. And his wife is standing, well, girlfriend, wife, whatever she was, is like literally across from him. And I'm like, why is he staring at me like that? Like, and his wife is right there, like the disrespect in my stupid ass mind, you know? Then he's like, hey, yo. And then I didn't look up when he first said it. He said it again. Hey, yo, come over here. Who? Turned behind me like, you ain't talking to me, honey. Baby, right in front of his wife. And she looking at me with a smile on her face. And then it dawns on me. Oh, these motherfuckers want me to join them. Like, these motherfuckers want to fuck me. Oh, okay. Let me let you know, honey. And I was not down for it. I wasn't. One, his wife looked like a bad built ass bitch. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. She was bad built. I like pretty bitches. I like bitches that, you know, got they hold themselves together, they ain't let themselves go. None of that other things. But her definitely looked like she had let herself go, y'all. And it just wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. And him, he ain't look all that either. Like, boy, you. No, sir. You ain't about to have me over here eating your wife's nasty ass coochie and you trying to put your little ass dick in this fat ass pussy. You know, I don't, no, I'm sorry. I don't want none of that. And even if I was single on a boat, I wouldn't want you. I would want somebody who was fine. You know, I want their wife to be sexy as fuck. I mean, the nigga ain't got to look like shit to me. But if his wife fine as fuck, I'll fuck the shit out of her. You know? But I wasn't. I wasn't there to fuck nobody. I was there to fuck my man. I wasn't there to fuck nobody else. But it was hilarious that literally we're on the boat for less than 3 hours. We haven't even ported off yet. We haven't even started to set sail. And you are already trying to find a bitch to fuck. Was y'all trying to find a bitch every day for 5 days? Like, what were we doing? And later on, funny enough, because they do have nightclubs on the cruise. They have nightclubs. Funny enough, I did see that same couple in the nightclub with a whole nother bitch. And I was like, oh, okay. And I ran into them a couple of times because the boat wasn't that big. It was big, but you saw people multiple times. And every time I saw them, they had a new bitch with them. And I said, oh, okay. Them some dumb bitches. Because his wife looked like she had let herself go. Honey, and just by the look of it, she looked like she ain't clean her pussy in a minute. So, not me, honey. Not me. Because I'm down to tell a bitch real quick, yo, your pussy stank. Do we be in that bitch fighting? Because I don't give a fuck. I am the most honest motherfucker when it comes to shit like that. I will not eat a bitch pussy if it fucking goddamn smell off, bitch. No, if your pH is off, don't expect my motherfucking tongue, this motherfucking work, to motherfucking touch that fucking shit. No. No, not at all. You don't think that I'm gonna fucking lick, suck, nibble, whatever on your pussy if it stinks. No. I don't expect no man to do it either, but I don't think men are more are willing to say it to some bitches when they need to be telling these bitches that they pussy stank. That they fucking pussy stank. Bitch, no. Not me. Not me. You got me fucked up, bitch. We gonna fight about it. It's gonna be whatever. Cause I'ma tell you, I don't like that shit. That's just disgusting. So, funny enough, me and my man, you know, we were fucking on the boat. And let me let you know, while fucking on that boat, while being in the middle of the ocean, was the most amazing sex we've ever had. I ain't gonna lie. Because let me let you know, I felt like I was floating. And we were in a nice ocean view room. We didn't fuck on the balcony because where the balcony was, there was a restaurant right below. And then I really, you know, did not want to get kicked off the boat, you know. I didn't want that at all. And I thought to myself, like, I'm usually down for this kind of stuff and fucking on the goddamn on the balcony and stuff, or sucking dick on the balcony. But with a restaurant right below where everybody can fucking see, and there's a lot of white people on this boat. Now, there's two ways that shit could have went. Somebody could have got offended. A Karen could have, you know, went to go tell the people or whatever on me. Or they could all start whipping out their phones and recording and jacking off to it later, you know? And either way, I didn't think it was gonna end well, right? But while fucking in the room, which we fucked everywhere in the room, it was fucking amazing, honey. Bitch pussy wet as fuck. I was sucking dick all the time, honey. We went out to a nice little restaurant, sucked dick after that, honey. I couldn't wait to get back to the room and just gobble on a nigga's dick, you know? However, we went to the nightclub one time, y'all. One time. We went to the nightclub. And I'm not going to say we went to the nightclub only one time, but one time I ran into this fine-ass female. Fine. Girl was beautiful as fuck, honestly. I can't remember her name. She told me her name, too, and I can't remember it. And I'm terrible with names. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm terrible with names. But I remember her face. I remember her body. And it was the perfect hourglass body. No BBL. Nice homegrown cornbread fed collard greens ass on her. Nice ass titties. I wish I had some nice ass titties. Nice ass titties, honey. Bad. Fine ass girl. Automatically, I was like, this is the girl right here I want to have a threesome with me and my man. Boom, right? This is the girl right here, y'all. I want to have a threesome with. And I don't care what has to happen to get this to happen, but it's gonna happen. Like, I'ma fuck this girl. And so we and her danced a little bit in the club and everything. She was twerking on me. I was rubbing on her. And she got some nice ass thighs. And I'm like, did I say that she was a nice ass chocolate woman? Honey, nice, beautiful melanin popping chocolate woman. Loved it. Loved it. And I love all women, but honey, this woman right here, beautiful milk chocolate, loved it. And funny enough, after we left the club, because her mama was right there, and I didn't want to, you know, approach her while her mama was there. She was there with her whole family and stuff, and I guess they had came all together to enjoy their time and stuff like that. And mind you, this cruise was in January. So they're, you know, enjoying their time and everything else. So I'm like, okay, cool. Funny enough, as soon as we get to Cozumel, we get off the boat. And, you know, we go looking around, enjoying our time and stuff. Me and him go on a nice little carriage ride around Cozumel, see the locals and stuff like that. I run into her again. Baby, it's fate at this point. God has brought us together. What do you have you mean? Oh, God knows I want to fuck. God knows my man want to fuck. So therefore, we going to fuck, right? We going to fuck. Honey, I got her number, everything else. Man, We smoked together in Cozumel. They had bought some weed off some drug dealer in Cozumel. Now, let me let you know, I was a little skeptical. Just a little skeptical of smoking some Mexico weed. I ain't gonna lie. I was a little skeptical because I ain't never smoked no weed, you know, just outside, you know, and there's some guy in the back, you know, of a store talking about, hey, yo, I got some weed. And he in the back, like he behind the store. He not even in the store. Yeah. She said that he was behind the store calling people over, talking about he got some weed on him. But I ain't gonna lie, that shit was fire. That shit was really fire. And so we got her number and everything else. And then I ran to her that same night at the club again. You know, we danced a little bit, whatever, whatever. We talked, you know. But unfortunately, she wasn't down, y'all. But let me let you know what a bitch would have did. You know, she was down. I ain't gonna lie. Me and my man would have fucked the shit out of her. But, you know, her family was there. And she was staying in the same room as her mama. And she know, like, if she would have left, you know, her mama would have been, like, you know, asking all these questions. And mind you, this girl was of age. She was 23 years old, y'all. I'm 25. She was 23 years old. And when you go on vacation with your parents, you know how your parents be. They be on your ass. They be all up in your shit. Like, I'm grown, bitch. Let me go get some dick. You know, let me go get some pussy. Let me go do what I'm trying to do. You know, but they ain't trying to hear that shit. They ain't trying to hear that shit. But let me tell you guys, when I got to Progreso, Mexico, I went to an all-inclusive resort. Now, on my way to this all-inclusive resort, we had a nice man talking to us, like a little tour guide. Yeah, nice tour guide, right? Mexican man, lives in Mexico, does work with the cruise people that we came on with. I ain't gonna do no free promotion, but I ain't gonna tell y'all who I went with, but y'all know what all black people get on when they go on cruises. But so he's talking about how people in Mexico, now I don't believe that this is all people in Mexico, but he says some people in Mexico sleep in hammocks. Now, y'all, that's not funny, but I would love to sleep in a hammock. I would love it. Now, when I think of a hammock, I think of a one person, maybe two people max hammock, right? Nope. He was like, no, they got hammocks big enough to fit up to four grown people. Baby, four grown people? No, okay. Tell me more. I'm intrigued at this point because you already know where my mind is going. You already know where my nasty ass mind have went. Four people in a hammock? That sounds like a nice ass orgy to me. That sounds like a nice ass fucking goddamn foursome to me. Okay, I'm loving it. Tell me more. So he was telling me, he showed a picture to me of how they sleep in, you know, hammocks, how him and his wife have their own hammock, and then they have a hammock that they sleep in together. So they got three hammocks in a master bedroom, okay? And he was like, because it's so hot, you know, they can't sleep in beds, it gets so humid at night, and it's just easy enough for them just to sleep in the hammock. So I was like, okay, cool. So you're telling me, on certain nights, and I asked that question, on certain nights, when y'all sleep in that same hammock, you know, y'all be doing it in the hammock? He's like, yeah. So y'all be swinging in the hammock. That's what I'm getting at. Y'all swinging and fucking in the hammock. Just imagine if you're fucking in a hammock and I'm swinging back and forth, right? Like, I'm riding the dick, right? And I'm swinging. That just sounds like the perfect sex idea to me. I told my man immediately, we getting rid of our king-size bed. We getting a fucking hammock. We getting a fucking hammock. That man told me those hammocks last 8 years. 8 fucking years. I'm getting me a hammock. Bitch, I'm getting me a fucking hammock. I don't care what the fuck you got to goddamn say no more. I'm about to be swinging back and forth fucking in a hammock. Because imagine fucking on air. That's basically what you're doing. Because there's nothing below you. You're literally in the air swinging. You know, and we do have sex swings here. And that's what I was telling him. I was telling the tour guide, I said, you know, they have sex swings in America. You know, we have sex swings. You know, you put it up, you connect it to your, you know, your door or your bed, whatever kind of, whatever you want to do. Some people connect it to their bedroom door. Some people connect it to their, you know, a bed frame. If they have a bed frame that go all the way up, y'all, y'all know what I'm talking about. The ones that go all the way up and wrap around the whole entire bed. You know, they put them on there. But most people put it to their front door, or they get the swing that has its own stand, you know. But that's not a hammock. Now, the sex swing is a little different because you put your legs into it, and you're literally, your pussy is all out. You can't move, nothing like that. You're literally stuck in one position. One position and one position only. But in a hammock, think about it, y'all. If we all just got a fucking hammock, we would not have to pay for fucking mattresses. Like, fuck that. We would not have to worry about it sinking, denting, turning it, anything like that. You ain't got to worry about the squeaky noise of fucking in it. Because, you know, when that nigga be pounding that shit and hitting it from the back. Oh, yeah. You start hearing the noises. And then your neighbors start hearing the banging up against the wall or banging on top of their fucking head. Because I live on the third floor. Where I live on the third floor. I don't have no neighbors next to me. I have neighbors below me. So they're hearing me fucking at night. But imagine if I was in a hammock, all they would hear literally probably would be the moans and the screams, because I'm a screamer. So they probably would definitely just hear the moans and the screams. That's probably it. But imagine fucking and swinging back and forth, bouncing on a nigga's dick, eating a bitch's pussy, whatever y'all want, whatever y'all are into. Or having a threesome in a hammock. If I had a threesome in a hammock, I could just imagine literally a bitch laying, and this is what happened, literally verbatim, not gonna lie. If I was having a threesome and it was in a hammock that could fit up to 3 to 4 people, a bitch would have to lay down, right? I put her legs up, baby, I start eating her pussy, you know, and have my nigga pumping it from the back, you know? And then have me, you know, get on top of her, start kissing her, lift her, you know, get on top of her, lift her legs up, have that nigga start pumping her while I'm motherfucking on top of her, kissing on her. Oh, I'm loving it. I'm loving the idea, you know? I got the imagination of a fucking 5-year-old, but I got the mindset of a fucking 25 nasty ass year old, you know? Like, the imagination is there. So that's why I'm saying we all need to get a fucking hammock. Because imagine, we all wonder why people in Mexico have so many kids. That's fucking why. They're fucking like crazy in the fucking hammocks. Everybody in America is doing it wrong. We're doing it wrong. If we get a fucking hammock, we will have hella kids. Because I would nonstop stop fucking in that hammock. Like, you could not tell me nothing different. I'll be swinging verbatim. Honestly, I would have even do nothing. Like, all I gotta do is a swing and that dick would just land in my mouth. Like, yeah. It's giving sex. It's just giving sex. All I hear now from thinking about a hammock is sex. So if you own a hammock, right now, guys, if you own a hammock, please do me a favor. Please do me a favor and go outside and fuck in it. If it's outside, if it's in your house, I don't care where the fuck it is. Go fuck in it. Just go fuck in it. And tell me that is not the best sex y'all ever fucking had. You know, just tell me it's not the best sex you ever fucking had. Because now my mission in life is to go get a hammock and fucking it. That's my mission in life. I have no other missions at all. However, definitely going on another cruise just to fuck in the fucking goddamn ocean one more fucking time. Maybe 3 more times in my lifetime, but one more time this year, I just need to be in the middle of the ocean fucking. Because right there was the best sex ever. And honestly, if I ever see Shawty again, which I probably never will, I think she was from fucking Memphis, she said. And they have drove down to Galveston. But if I ever see Shawty again, it's fucking fate, bitch. It's fucking fate. I am meant to fuck you. My man is meant to fuck you. Like, it's fate. I can't fucking deny the shit at this point. I can't deny the shit at all, y'all. I fucking can't. Honestly, somebody go find Shorty for me. I do not remember her name at all, though. I do not remember her name. But I can guarantee you that I know for a fact her pussy was fat as fuck. Like, she just looked like she had a fat ass pussy. She looked like everything was fucking clean on her. She fucking looked like it, honestly. But you know, looks can be deceiving. But if it was, I would just told her to her fucking face. But yeah, I need a fucking hammock. So somebody please send me a link to go buy me a fucking hammock. Please send me the fucking link, because I fucking miss it. But honestly, I think having sex anywhere is a great idea. I believe fucking and just enjoying anybody's time is a great idea. I think whenever you get a chance to fuck somebody and suck on them, kiss on them, whatever, eat they booty, whatever you need to do, you know, because I love you ass eaters. Y'all are my favorite fucking people. I love you ass eaters. But whoever gets to, like, whenever you get a chance to do stuff like that is really an amazing thing. Like, don't let nobody take that shit away from you, you know? Don't let nobody take that shit away from you. And another thing, I'm not really into feet. I'm really not. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there one more time. I'm not into feet like that. But she has some pretty ass feet. She has some pretty ass feet. I probably would not mind sucking on her toes. She has some pretty ass feet, you know? But yeah, somebody go give me a hammock. But yeah, that concludes, honestly, this episode of Nasty Girl Podcast, y'all. I have missed recording so much. I'm so happy to be back. I have so much content for you guys. I am ready to talk about everything that's been going on, everything that, you know, I want to talk about. And also, I'm going to give y'all a little hinty hint on next week's episode. You know, I already touched on sex in the workplace, but what happens when you have sex in the workplace with your manager and your other manager and they both best friends? So definitely tune in for next week's episode, guys, because that shit, oh my God, is fucking crazy. And I have to let you guys know what the fuck that shit is. Because honestly, brothers is one thing, best friends is another. So I can't wait to see you guys next time. Make sure y'all follow me on all social medias. Thank you guys for watching my YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, share to your friends. And make sure that you do like, share, comment, and rate me on Apple Podcasts, guys. I appreciate y'all so much. And I hope you motherfuckers stay nasty and keep sucking dick, eating pussy, and definitely eating that ass. Spread those butt cheeks and get all up in that shit, bro. I love you guys, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.